Campus Radio. Bringt auch was zwischen den Ohren.
Wir haben in unserer Redaktion Besuch von I Am Oak bekommen, einer niederländischen Indie-Folk-Band aus Utrecht, die gerade quer durch Europa tourt. Doch bevor sie später ihr Konzert im Kino in der Fabrik spielen, haben wir noch kurz die Chance, sie bei uns zu haben. Bei mir im Studio ist jetzt der Sänger von I Am Oak, Thijs.
The way things work, and where the wild birch grows, in the shape that it makes when it grows up and floats out the window. Did you say your farewells? Could it be best and worst at similar? Never been heavier. No, your breath has never been heavier. And I don't know what it meant, but now I know what it feels like. You were riding your own way. You
Thijs, is it correct?
Yeah.
So you are playing today at KIF, right?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to this gig? Is it your first gig in Dresden?
I think it's our third gig in Dresden. And we played Sound of Brunkau Festival once, and I guess it was Italia Cinema a couple of years back.
Okay. So you started I Am Oak as a solo project, but I Am Oak now is a band. How did you find the other band members? How did you form I Am Oak as it is today?
I started playing by myself, and I did a couple of shows by myself, but quite quickly I wanted some other people to play with me because I was a little scared, maybe, to do it by myself. And also, I thought it would be fun to play with other people. So I asked a friend of mine, whom I knew from my hometown, and he knew another guy. And I guess that's how we started, with three people. And then later on, I met someone else in Utrecht, where I was living then, and he wanted to play bass, and then we were with four people, and then over time, some people got out, came in and stuff, but that's how it started.
Okay. So about your new album, Our Blood, I think it feels really fresh and a bit more powerful than the records before. What I really like about the album, that the songs in themselves and the album as a whole flow really, really well. Because each song builds up till the end and has a powerful ending. And then the next song starts calm again. So it flows back and forth between soothing and powerful. And I think it's a very nice combination of both. You said once that for you an album is just a snapshot of a moment in time, so you can deal with it when you are not quite so happy with the outcome of the record. But are you happy with Our Blood?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I like doing it. And it was an album that I did all by myself again, because I started doing the IMOC albums by myself, and then we did a band album, which we worked on together, and then after that did something in between that I did a lot by myself, but also with the band, and this one I did again all by myself, and I really liked that process again of just slowly writing and building and sort of creating this album and filling in everything by myself, like drawing a picture and adding detail here and there and then letting it evolve.
Yeah, so how is the production process? Do you write the songs and then the band comes in, or how does it work for you guys?
Yeah, with one album we did it that I wrote the basic songs and then we sort of colored it in together. And but with this new one, I did it all by myself. And then the band comes in actually after the album is finished. So when we're playing it live, then they pick up the parts for their instruments and then we make it into something new together that works in a live setting.
So the live setting is also a little bit different than the album versions.
Yeah.
For Our Blood, you said that the theme of Our Blood is kind of the impending loss, seeing it come in closer and closer, experiencing it, being confused by it, and subsequently dealing with it. Mm. So what's your connection to this topic? Is there like a specific event that made you focus on this?
Yeah, it came about with the death of a family member. And after that, I started writing new songs, and I wasn't really trying to write about that specifically, but after a couple of months of writing, I noticed that my songs were all sort of about loss and about death and life, and they were all sort of connected to that event, I guess, and that's how it came to be.
Yeah, and I think you stayed close to your style, because the aspect of nature is once more woven into your songs, and the song titles reflect this kind of, and yeah. So a few weeks ago, I listened to Our Blood for the first time, and then I worked my way backwards through all your stuff, and I really, I'm really in love.
Cool.
With your band and you and your music. So you stayed with Snowstar, your record label now.
Yeah.
But I think your first EP was with Raindrops?
Rainboot.
Rainboot.
Yeah, it's a British, super small internet label.
So why the change to Snowstar?
I think that came about sort of around the same time, because I put out a CDR of an album I later re-recorded that was all songed.
Mm-hmm.
I made that in 2008, and then I also made this EP at the same time, and I put out both just on CDR, making it myself and selling it at shows and giving it to friends and stuff. And then this Rainboot label came up to me around the same time that I was talking to Snowstar, and then I offered the Rainboot the EP, and then I started working on Claws for Snowstar Records.
Okay, and from what you said, internet label, and also like Snowstar is very, very active on Bandcamp.
Mm.
What do you think about the platform Bandcamp itself? So because you have like your own Bandcamp page, mm-hmm. and are selling on the internet, and it's kind of a streaming service, kind of a buying service.
I like it because you can, it's easy access for people to explore your music. And if you have everything on there, then they can explore everything. And I like that about Bandcamp. And it's different to like Spotify, because Spotify is only streaming, only listening, basically. And on Bandcamp, you also have the opportunity to buy something if you like it and support it that way. So, yeah.
I also like the option that you can buy like physical
LPs exactly.
and CDs.
That's what I meant.
All your merch.
You can buy it, yeah. Yeah.
So this would be everything I wanted to ask mm-hmm. you for a little interview. What song did you play in the beginning?
Own.
And what songs will you be playing now?
I'll play How Long and Kurt.
Okay, then I hope our audience will enjoy it.
I hope so too.
And then let's start.
This is my land, I'll take it either warm, cold as is. Wondered what homes might have been hopes for someone else, or nothing at all. How long will the summer? How animals and raise your fists like you ought to and raise your voice like mine. Raise your fists like you ought to and read my gaze like a book. No, read it like bad poems, no shapes in the words. I'm fighting doubt and I've come to know my enemy. I imagine my purpose shaped like an axis. I've hollowed out but I've come to bear the echoes and raise your fists like
okay, then thank you for joining in.
You're welcome. Thanks.
I hope you have a great concert in Dresden once more. And safe trip to you.
Thank you.
Campus Radio. Im Netz unter
www.campusradiodresden.de.